Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There is just such a place of purpose and promise that those of childlike faith in Christ Jesus enjoy. This place is real, but is accessible only to the born again. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you been born again, born a second time, this time of the Spirit of God? Would you like all your sin and shame thoroughly expunged from your record and your conscience? Would you like to be able to confess that today is the best day of my life and tomorrow will be better? Make your decision for Jesus Christ today. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it right now. We will wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms chapter 6, verse 2, Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. God said, Psalms 31:10, For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. God said, Psalms 38:3, There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. God said, Job 20:11, His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. God said, Ezekiel 32:26-27, There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war, and they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Man said the Bible is just a compilation of ancient, irrelevant writings of mere men. Today's knowledge dwarfs its words and demonstrates the vacuous state of so-called holy text. Now the record. We live in the land of the shadow of death, the land where unbelief and disobedience rule, a land where the little G-O-D reigns, 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. But God hath chosen the born again and separated us to stand in the presence of the sons and daughters of Adam as the very sons and daughters of God. We are in the world and not of this world. We are to demonstrate the staggering contrast that we might deliver some from Satan's grasp. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 578 that proves the full inerrancy of the Word of God. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. These features are archived on this site in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Thank you for coming. May the face of our God shine upon you, your house, and all that you put your hand to. Since the very Garden of Eden, since the very beginning, rebellious man has sought an alternative source of truth. Jesus speaks of the Father in John 17:17, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God's word is the truth. Seeking an alternative source has and inevitably will result in destruction and eternal damnation. For those looking for truth, imagine that thousands of years before man's science makes a discovery, God's word has already declared it, which brings us to today's subject of bones. Bones are far more than a structure to stretch skin over or a place to hang one's organs. Bones are a reservoir of life. Bones are directly affected by sin, stress, anxiety, fear, grief, or conversely, by righteousness, peace, joy, hope, and faith, etc. When the bones are affected, not only can bone density and bone marrow be affected, but many things in the body can also be affected, such as detoxification, calcium deposits, red blood cells, white blood cells, the lymphatic system, and much more the science has yet to discover. The scriptures teach bones can be vexed, bones can be affected by depression, bones can rot due to envy, bones can be made fat by a good report, bones can speak of God's glory, bones can rejoice, and bones are compared to an herb that can flourish. Scientists in the field of paleopathology, the study of ancient diseases, have discovered that bones also declares one's sins even from the grave. You should not be surprised that God's word is already there. Job 20:11, his bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. The following excerpts are from Wikipedia.org under the subject heading of paleopathology. Syphilis is a disease classified in a category of treponemal disease. This group includes diseases like Pinta, Yaws, endemic syphilis, and venereal syphilis. These diseases have symptoms that include inflammatory changes in tissues throughout the body. Initially, the affected person may notice an area of inflammation at the site where the bacteria entered the body. Then the individual can expect more widespread soft tissue changes. And lastly, the diseases start to affect the bones. Bone changes can be seen in the archaeological record through lesions on the surface on the bone. In venereal syphilis, the bone change is characterized by damage to the knees and joints. The damaged joints can be the source of infection, or they could be damaged because of disruption in the nervous systems and ability to feel. In the beginning stages of the disease, the bone forms small lesions on the skull and tibia. These lesions are caused mostly by inflammation of the marrow. In the final stages of the disease, the bones start to be destroyed. Lesions that are formed tend to look similar to wormholes in the bone and are seen in the skull as well as large bones in the body. Most of the bone that is destroyed is due to secondary infections, end of quote. PBS.org weighed in with the following. Archaeologists have found ancient skeletons with telltale signs of syphilis, such as thickening in the lower leg bones and pitting in the skull, at half a dozen sites in England and also in Italy, Israel, and other locations in Europe, end of quote. Consider again Ezekiel 32:26-27. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Note the emphasis on the word uncircumcised, and keep in mind that medical science now knows that male circumcision strongly defends the body against sexually transmitted diseases as well as HIV. Thousands of years before man's vaunted science arrives at its discovery, the Word of God, with insights only the Creator would know, has been recorded for all to see. The Word of God is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Psalm 6:2, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. God said, Psalms 31:10, for my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquity, and my bones are consumed. God said, Psalms 38:3, there is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. God said, Job 20:11, his bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. God said, Ezekiel 32:26-27, there is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living." Man said the Bible is just a compilation of ancient, irrelevant writings of mere men. Today's knowledge dwarfs its words and demonstrates the vacuous state of so-called holy text. Now you have the record.